We're going back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
Shout out to Live to Give. Went to the website yesterday because my buddy down the street, we call him Bacon, Brandon Gibson. He was like, hey, man, I need to get some more Live to Give water. And we were talking about it. And I was like, you know, I haven't been to the website in a while. And I went and turned her up. Thank you, Brittany. And so I was looking at the website, and our homeboy Tim Urban is a badass Live to Give model because they have tons of cool gear. Really, really cool gear. We always talk about getting the water and getting the coffee, and, you know, 50% of the net profits go to supporting charities that benefit veterans and first responders. But and looking at the gear, I was blown away. What an awesome selection it is. I think that's the kind of thing a lot of people would like to rep around town. So that's another way to buy a little something that's cool that gives back to the charities. Because, again, 50% of all the net profits go to these charities.
Yeah, if you're the type of person that doesn't drink bottled water and you don't want to support troops and first responders.
Kevin.
Or you don't drink coffee and you want to support troops and first responders, you can buy Live to Give merch and you'll be doing exactly that. Supporting military and first responder-based charities that John Wayne Welding has personally vetted. But if you like cool merch and you drink bottled water and you like coffee, touch all three.
And if you want to be as good looking as Tim Urban, that certainly gets you a little bit closer to all that. So go to livetogive.com. You know, this is the water we carry at our brewery. I know Rudy's carries this, lots of convenience stores. So shout out to all of those nice folks doing it. We are going to get back to round two of Music Madness, which is a badass music game based on the Rolling Stone Top 500 songs of all time. The standings going into the 4 o'clock Music Madness is K-Ray 3, Ben 2, Me 1. And it's a fun game that you can play at home as well. But right now, it's time for this.
KTF something first.
Hey, play the thing and then I'll do it.
Okay.
How's that?
Ha, 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 Ben and Skin listeners, here comes KT Fun Tweets with the round the sports.
Now let's go around the sports. KT Fun Tweets has all the sports. Yeah.
Caller number 514-787-1971 wins a pair of tickets to the Summit Racing Lone Star Nationals car show at Texas Motor Speedway. That's September 24th through the 26th. Caller number 5, we will have giveaways next week at 2:30 as well because we badass. All right, Cowboys-Chargers happens Sunday at 3:25. The Cowboys, as we know, are going to be down some on defense. Randy Gregory, COVID. DeMarcus Lawrence has the broken foot. Yeah, has some issues. Michael Gallup's out. I think it was weird Jerry Jones rushed to the radio and said that Terrence Steele's your starting right tackle, and then McCarthy was asked about it, and he's like, we're working some guys in there.
Right. Why would they want to tell the Chargers what they're doing? It'd be better if the Chargers thought Zach Martin might be out there.
Or the Cowboys' actual backup tackle, Ty Nesecki. But Jerry talks.
Tiny Sucky? I'm not familiar.
That's those videos you watch.
Well,
it's Ma Buck?
Tiny Sucky film.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Buck bang? But Terrence Steele is big old Sucky because he sucks a lot. He's terrible, right?
He was last year, but he should have never played an NFL snap last year.
He's
because he was always a developmental guy that needed to get stronger.
He apologized and said he's going to try harder.
Why don't they roll out that big Mexican dude from the practice squad?
No, he can't.
I want to try the cake.
He wants to eat the cake.
I want to eat the cake.
So the other problem, too, is that last year when McCarthy was asked about moving Zach Martin around, he called it fantasy football, and then the team did it later in the year and made him look like a dumbass.
Yeah, because it worked. It's really offensive the way McCarthy will sometimes talk down to people when he's frustrated.
I think his existence is offensive, personally.
But the thing, Ty Nesecki, they signed to be their swing tackle, and he is, but they like Terrence Steele. Here's what I'll say about Terrence Steele, is he's not just some dude. Like, he was invited to go to the Senior Bowl. He had upside. He always needed to get stronger. He was always a developmental guy in the NFL.
Got a great
He had
name.
To play 14 games last year. Mm-hmm. Terrence Man of Steel, something like that, you know? He had to play 14 games last year. He should have never played. They were out of options.
But that's good, ultimately.
ultimately, it's probably good that he got
it's
to play last
year. It's trial by fire when Dak's not out there. Who cares how hurt, you know, Andy Dalton's going to get? Roll Steele out there and let him learn.
Problem is, you're playing one of, if not the best defensive end in football in Joey Bosa. A stat came out last week. He is the fastest off the ball. Like, when the snap happens, they now track with the next-gen stats how fast they move right when the ball snapped, and he's the fastest guy off the ball. So, like, Terrence still has to be focused and locked in on every play, and they have to help. They have to help. But I am confident in the Cowboys' ability to go put up 30 points because Chargers don't cover well. So as long as Dak can stand up, you know, maybe just do some stuff to get Bosa thinking that they might hand the ball off to Zeke every once in a while.
Dude, listen to this.
A chance to score a lot.
I heard David Moore say this. Cowboys, intrepid Cowboys beat reporter. The last time the Dallas Cowboys won a football game in which they did not score 30 points was December of 2019. So they have to score 30 to win.
And they've won 20 games.
Well, they've just been, it's their focus has been offense. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously this last draft, not as much, but it's been offense. We need let's go get CeeDee Lamb. I love CeeDee Lamb, but it's been offense. And it's like, well, if that's where all your resources are going, but and they've missed on some of the things they've done.
They used a first rounder on Vander Esch. They used a high second rounder on Jalen. They miss. And maybe Vander Esch won't be hurt his whole career. I don't know.
I mean, he barely played in the first game, so
I think if he had to play, I think he would be fine. I just think he's not a better option than what they have.
But that's bad. That's your first round pick. That's what we're saying.
Yeah. No.
Jalen. Oh, you're saying it's not the injury. He sucks is the reason he got beat out.
No, I'm saying Well, Micah Parsons kind of does what he does.
Right.
So, and then they have Keanu Neal, who Dan Quinn really loves. And Keanu Neal was a first-round pick, too. So, you know, these guys who are like, I think if someone got hurt and Vander Esch had to play, I don't think it would be that big of a drop-off. Now, Jalen having to be on the field
is
terrible.
But Keanu Neal's just trying out the position for the first time in his life, right? Wasn't he a safety who's...
I mean, yeah, but he was a safety that always played down like
sure,
a linebacker.
Sure, I'll try linebacker, and then he comes and beats out your first-round pick. That's not good. There's no good spin to it, no matter what, even if I'm exaggerating the facts there. But that's bad. You can't miss on first and early second-round picks and expect to be good.
And that's why they didn't extend, you know, Vander Esch's contract, which they shouldn't have. Now, you know, they can say, hey, now we can actually sign you if we want to keep you. I think he's a great number two linebacker on your team. He's number three on this team because Keanu Neal's a better player than he is. And they're about the same. I mean, Keanu Neal's like 1 or 2 years older than him. But Micah Parsons is awesome. He doesn't need to come off the field. So you have all that. It's going to be rough, man. I didn't like that Terrell Basham, who did the bad stand-up comedy, backdoor comedy, had some comments like, well, the last time I played the Chargers right tackle, I had a really big game. Well, their right tackle is Brian Bulaga, who's just he's out now. So they're down their right tackle, too. The Chargers right tackle's out. The difference is we don't have a Joey Bosa. Mm-hmm. That's the difference in this game. If Joey Bosa wrecks your game, you lose.
I couldn't
if
even
Joey
tell
Bosa
you.
Does not wreck your game, you've got a really good chance to win. So they're going to throw it on you. You're probably not going to cover Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. And they're three tight ends.
Randy Gregory's not playing either. It's very unlikely he's going to recover from the vid in time.
You're Jerry?
Yeah, what is it, Nat's ass?
Yeah. They said, Jerry, how likely is it? You know, what are the chances? He goes, it's down to a Nat's ass.
So he ain't playing. So who are the starting ends?
Dorrance Armstrong and Terrell Basham.
What?
Look, it's what you got to do, man.
Look, it's what you got to do.
It's all about the offense.
But they didn't get pressure with their starters to this point. So it's like they're screwed.
It's all about the offense. Just
as always.
And find
score
a
40.
Way. Go score 40. And you can. Like, I mean, Justin Herbert's really that's the frustrating thing is like whatever imbalance you might find because of Joey Bosa and because we lost to Marcus Lawrence, you sit there and go, man, the Chargers have made up for it because Justin Herbert's all of a sudden probably a top 10 quarterback in the league. Probably. So, like, the Chargers are going to score. Neither team can cover really well, it feels like. So, it'll be fun, though. Fun little track meet. I like scoring.
I'm going to go watch it at Roller Town.
All right.
Me too.
Let's go.
I'm going too.
Late afternoon kickoff on a Sunday, dude.
Yeah, we'll get into this. Roller Town sponsoring the Today game, but Yeah, we have a big weekend out there. We'll tell you all about it. Got a lot of great food trucks coming out, and then we'll be there on Sunday watching the game.
325, I always like the 325 Cowboys game. I like when there's like 8 or 9 noon games, and they all happen at once. And about 2:15, maybe you've started drinking, or maybe you've started to get the food going, right? Or whatever you're doing for, you know, whatever your festivities are, right? If it's going to roll time. But when the Red Zone channel at about 2:15 locks in for the beginning of the fourth quarter and 6 games are real close, I mean, that to me is like cocaine, I would imagine. So,
cocaine.
Like, that's the thing that I really love when the Cowboys play 325 and there's all these noon, like, oh, the Eagles and 49ers play at noon. It'll be fun to see if the Eagles have a chance, like, to find out how good they are. Last night, the Giants and Washington football team played. Everyone got to see a good, like, here are the teams in division. You kind of saw some crappy teams, in my opinion. You saw some teams, or if not crappy,
they're crappy.
Middle of the pack. They're I don't think the Cowboys are crappy.
Those are,
They're just above, you know, average.
Those are two really bad offensive teams.
Who went out and slung it.
Well, I know, but I'm saying they're bad offensive teams. The Cowboys are in great position in their division.
Now,
the division sucks.
It's pretty shocking that the Giants are so bad offensively because they've reinvested in their line. They got a world-class running back. They've got a great tight end, good receivers, and they've got Jason Garrett.
Now, I should say this. They were really bad offensively last year. They should be better offensively this year.
They put up 30 points last night.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Everyone told me that the Washington football team's got the greatest defense of all time and the Cowboys will never have a chance because the Washington football team's defense. Dude, the Washington football team's defense gave up 30 points to a bad Giants team. And the Giants would have won if Jason Garrett's balls didn't go into his body in the
fourth
quarter.
Well, they live in his body. wasn't Golladay yelling at Garrett on the sideline?
Oh, yeah. But the first three quarters, Daniel Jones was great. They would have won the game. Daniel Jones hit Darius Slayton for a 50-yard bomb, hit him in the hand, fell off. Giants would have won the game. Giants also won the game and then lost it because it was a 48-yard field goal, and the Redskins kicker missed it wide right. There were no timeouts. There was no one getting, not freezing the kicker. And a Giants guy jumped offsides. Meanwhile, their head coach, Joe Judge, claims they're the most mentally tough team of all time. When they've got Kenny Golladay, their wide receiver they signed, pissed off. The first-round draft pick, Kadarius Toney, is going to Instagram, and he's like, it's pretty lame, that's all I'm saying. And what he's saying is he didn't get any touches last night because Garrett doesn't know how to give rookies touches, you know?
Right.
It's just so bad. But I wanted the Giants to win because I'm trying to prove a point here that Washington's not that great. You know, Washington will probably beat the Cowboys once. Out of the two times they play. The story of their quarterback's really insane. I mean, we're talking about a guy in Taylor Heineke who was living on his sister's couch playing video games about a year ago. I mean, his first NFL start was a playoff game, and he nearly beat the Bucks last year.
It is incredible they didn't roll Cam in.
Cam,
you know what I'm saying?
But
if you look at all of the circumstances there, they're the least vaccinated team in football. They have a coach that coached Cam, and they started a guy that was playing video games a year ago.
Is that the guy?
And they still didn't roll Cam out there.
The XFL guy?
Yeah.
He's off to the best start in NFL history in your first three starts.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Because, I mean, it's so strange to me that their plan was to go, well, we knew Alex Smith didn't work, and we're not going to pay him. So we'll sign Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's never going to play 17 games. And then he breaks his hip. And they got the Heineke guy who went to Old Dominion. But you know who he reminds? He's got some, like, wild-ass, like...
DiNucci?
Well, he's got some Romo-type stuff. Late in the game, he threw a terrible interception late in the game. I was like, that was one that Romo got killed for in his first couple years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just that bad fourth-quarter decision type thing. But that, yeah, there we go. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to, like, it's very frustrating to me when everyone's talking about, like, oh, the Washington football team. What have they ever done?
Who are these people that are pulling you aside talking about the Washington football team?
You see
them. It's just Pelucci, right?
Oh, Cowboys offensive lineman Ty Nesecki, their swing tackle, who might have been the right tackle for Terrence Steele. He was put in the hospital because of a heat-related illness.
What?
So
he had a heat stroke?
Yeah, he spent Thursday night in a local hospital.
My God. The Cowboys are just one bad news situation after another. And it is it's to the point now where the fan, it's just a part of fan base lore to laugh about all this stuff.
But again, to y'all's point, the NFC East is so bad that they'll be fine. The offense is just, it's gonna be fun to watch because as long as Dak doesn't get hurt again. Because they're going to put up so many points.
I would rather lose Randy Gregory and Tank Lawrence going into a game and know I'm getting Zach Martin back.
Yeah.
You know, I would make that trade-off every time because it is just going to be, can they outscore the other team? And with Dak and these weapons, they absolutely can. They're not going to have Gallup for a month, and as much as I like him, it's going to be okay.
When you go download that Cussing the Cowboys podcast on the iHeart app and you smash that auto-download button on that app, and while you're there, get the Ben and Skin Show podcast, smash that auto-download button. But when you go listen to that on Monday and we are bitching because the Cowboys lost to the Chargers, what I want to say before all that is it's okay. Everyone's going to get emotional. You're 0-2. They're going to be fine. They got a bunch of easy games. They got an early bye week, which will actually be beneficial to them this year rather than a late bye week. And then it'll kind of schedule really doesn't get hard for them at any point. Yeah, a few tough games, but the schedule doesn't get real difficult for the Cowboys. So 0-2 is not going to be as terrible as it might seem most years. We'll still bitch. I think they can win. I do think it's like a one-score game. I truly do. I'm not picking them
to win. What's the line?
What is the line?
And does anybody know what the Sunday night game is yet?
Yeah, it's Ravens and Chiefs, dude. It's Lamar versus Mahomes.
Ravens aren't going to be good. Why? They fiddle farted around with the Raiders.
They got about 10 guys hurt.
I know.
For starters. They're going through
like
a,
that,
they're having
that,
a hard time.
That Raider game was fun, but it was just a celebration of ineptitude.
Here it is. The line I have right now is Chargers 3.5.
Okay. Cowboys will win this game. I'm going to go ahead and... Is it changed?
No.
Oh. Cowboys are going to win this game. Well, and it's going to be what we're going to be talking about on Cussing the Cowboys and on Monday. It's going to be a Dak slobber fest. Dude. He is so good, and he is going to show it.
Christina?
I hope so.
She wants the slobber fest.
No, I do want the Cowboys to win.
That's a slobber bone concert. Slobber fest? You should go to see those.
Hey, Kevin made a local music joke to make up for the fact that he said something really offensive to Christina.
Dude, it's just like, I'm used to it.
Ben, you think the Cowboys are going to win? I would like to... Can I do a quick tease of this week's UNT game?
Yeah.
No?
Nope. Coming up next, tragedy at UAB.
UAB is going to come in here and take on UNT. Now, here's something that we should all know about UAB. We've seen all these bits on the sideline, the turnover chain. SMU does club hilltop or something.
I don't know.
They do that when they get a turnover, they pop confetti, and they have these fake champagne bottles, you know, and they pop confetti. It's awesome. I love the turnover. The turnover walking cane was badass. Just all these teams who have the cool turnover bits. I love them. Well, UAB went with the turnover dragon skull.
What?
Okay, that's awesome, though.
The turnover dragon skull is incredible. Right. But they lost 56-7.
Ooh.
But I do support it. It's pretty rad.
What is it? I don't know what
you're talking about. It's just a big skull.
I don't know.
What do? They pull a skull out when they get
the guy just gets to hold it. It's
a dragon skull.
It's sweet. It's pretty rad. In Miami, they're turning in the turnover chain. Now you get a turnover cat. They throw a cat at you when he's... Pretty cool.
That is pretty badass.
Dolphins gonna win this week, Christine?
Who are they playing?
The Bills?
No.
The Bills weren't bad last week, right?
They lost.
The Bills were good, though. Bills will be good.
The Dolphins are just okay.
There is reports that there's some Bills have a little in the locker room.
With Cole Beasley?
I think it stems from a little bit of separation. I think it does, but it's, you know. It's because they were publicly tweeting each other about the vaccine, like players. That was weeks ago. So, you know, I know they're dealing with that in Minnesota right now. I mean, half that team hates their quarterback.
Didn't they hate him before the
Yeah, because I mean, he's got a real punchable face.
Who is it?
Cousins.
Oh, yeah.
He was in that singing group on the Vince Vaughn, Jennifer Aniston movie. What was that called?
Oh, the Tone Rangers.
Tone Rangers.
Kirk Cousins was one of those guys.
Yeah. Pretty woman.
All right, let's do other stuff next. What is happening in this?
Pretty woman,
Wide receivers are like, God.
Yeah, it's an audio bubble bath. We've got audio for you in a bath coming up next. Don't miss it.